The Fiji men's sevens team won gold last night, beating New Zealand in the Olympics rugby sevens final in Tokyo, adding to the gold they won at Rio. Well, Fiji are undefeated in rugby sevens since it debuted in the Olympics in 2016. As the national anthem played before kickoff, most of Fiji's players were in tears. The country is, of course, battling a brutal bout of COVID-19 infections. Jerry Tuwai is the captain of the Fijian team. He attributes his sporting success to support from his parents, who watched the Olympics match with friends and family from their home in Fiji. Tuwai's mother, Siruwaya Vualiku, is with us now. Bulavinaka. Congratulations to you. This must be an absolute thrill. Talk us through watching the game last night and how you were feeling watching that. Must have been nerve-wracking.
Yes, it is nerve-wracking. At the end, Fiji won. We were blessed and honored to be the parents of Fiji Sevens team captain.
Absolutely. How much does it mean winning it a second time for Fiji?
It is a double blessing for us. From all this time, we know that God is always there with us from the beginning. Winning the second Olympic gold for Fiji, it's a blessing.
The sport of rugby sevens in particular, just for those who aren't perhaps familiar, it is deeply loved in Fiji, is that right?
Yes, it is.
So does that extend right down to village level? When a kid grows up in Fiji, they're playing sevens from an early age?
Yes, they do that. But at a very young age, they'll play with anything like plastic bottle, a T-shirt tied up so they can use a ball to play rugby.
And was that the case for Jerry?
Yes, same case as Jerry. He was living in a roundabout, there was no ground there he can go and play. So that's where he played, using small coconut, plastic, and whatever they can use as a ball to play rugby.
Wow. Tell us about Jerry. What makes him such a great captain? What is it that he has that brings this team together and to play in a special way?
For Jerry, He's a good kid since when he was small. And for me as a mother, when whatever I want to Jerry to do or send him somewhere, Jerry will never say no. He'll go, never mind if we send him out 5 times or 10 times in a day, he'll never talk back. He'll just go. When he comes back, then he'll ask us if there's nothing else to do, then he can go and play rugby with our friends.
And how is he coping with the success and fame? Because I'm imagining he must be the most popular person in Fiji.
Oh, man. You know, Jerry is different. Eh? He never changes. Starting playing rugby from the first goal he had won. There's a second one coming in. By next 2 weeks' time, he'll be here. He never changes. Like he'll put him up that he's a rugby player, that he's a Olympian. He never does that. He's always be Jerry that we know, just down there. Like just like all his siblings, he treats them all well, and friends and everyone.
And you and the rest of the family, were you watching it last night together? Was there a large crowd?
Yes, they are my family. They came over, some of my relatives. We watched the game last night. So ask them, they now are staying over for the night. Today they'll be going back to where they came from Newtown. Watching Jerry together as a family, this the family that they always be there for us.
And obviously with Fiji being hit hard by COVID-19, does this have special significance? Is it the lift that I guess people in Fiji really are looking for to help them try and fight through this?
Fiji, rugby is one of the sports that bring us together in Fiji. when there is COVID, people are still looking forward to watch the rugby sevens. Even last night, people are going out, beating drums, just to show how happy we are that Fiji has won another gold for our country.
And how do you think people will celebrate today in Fiji? Obviously, there are restrictions because of COVID-19. I mean, you probably want a national holiday, I imagine.
Right now, we have this coronavirus pandemic in Fiji, and our curfew is on 6 p.m. We'll celebrate this win before 6 p.m. We have to respect the rules or the COVID, the curfew that the government has laid down for us. We have to respect that. We have to celebrate before it's 6 p.m. That's so we can go back home.
I imagine it's been a while since you've actually seen Jerry. I understand they were in a bubble for themselves for about, 5 months or something. So when was the last time you got to see your son?
I just saw him going to play rugby. No, the first time I saw him when he goes for marriage. From there, they've been a lockdown till they went to Honolulu, we'll come back, then to Australia. Till now, we haven't seen face to face, and we are looking forward for the next 2 weeks to see him.
I bet you are. Hey, congratulations and well done. Fantastic stuff. A great win for Fiji.
Thank you so much. Bulawanaka.